So Reddit CEO Steve Huffman sounds a lot like a power mad Reddit mod. He's basically telling Google that Google needs Reddit more than Reddit needs Google.
I don't know. I never understood why Google needed Reddit at all. Like,
it doesn't.
Why the hell would you train Google and your AI, supposed to be honest and telling you the right things, on Reddit? That'd be like back in the day, writing the encyclopedias, but basing all your different things inside the encyclopedias on the National Enquirer. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's crazy how much, I guess, influence Reddit has on the entire internet, especially in the age of AI, because they're using Reddit to train the AI, which is why the AI in a lot of cases is biased and wrong and other things.
There's nobody there authenticating the data. There's nobody there, you know, curating it to make sure it's the proper information. And you know, if you've been on Reddit, there's so much bullshit and lies over there. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and people are abusing the system over there. People are using, I mean, Reddit's always been kind of disproportionately weighted, I think. But lately, it's 100 times worse because, again, Google is using it for its AI overviews and its user-generated data. A lot of it's bot-generated data. A lot of it is being used to, again, in true Reddit mod fashion, you know, to smear people's reputations,
right,
to lie, to put fake information out into the world. Some people are doing it just because it's funny. And at some point in time, one of these companies, whether it's Google or OpenAI or Anthropic or whoever, they're gonna be like, you know what, Reddit is poison. We need to not train our AI on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
Just let's not do it.
It doesn't make any sense to me. It's just like, why would you list that as that? There's a reason why. Okay, educators, you're not allowed to use Reddit as a source, like Wikipedia, Reddit, a couple other places. A lot of schools won't let you use it as a source, even for academic stuff. You're not allowed to use it because it's so biased and it's incorrect that teachers won't, educators and schools won't let you use it, but they're going to train Google AI on Reddit.
It's ridiculous. So let's talk about this. Before you get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants, guys. You'll get woohoo if you do.
Woohoo.
This is Neon. I am here with Geeky Sparkles.
Hello.
And this is going to be quite a video. But first, don't go out to Reddit. Go to more.clownfishtv.com. That's more.clownfishtv.com. And sign up to, well, you don't have to pay anything to sign up. But if you'd like paywalled content and you'd like to support Clownfish TV and The Reef, go out to more.clownfishtv.com. For less than the price of a super chat, which we do not do on this channel, you can get all kinds of paywalled content. So check it out.
I'm sorry. Real quick, just for shits and giggles, I looked this up on Google, and a lot of the sites that they're giving for information is Reddit. Controversial reputation. While supporters appreciate their no-nonsense approach, they're criticized by others for producing angry and highly negative content, as discussed on Reddit.
Oh, is that us?
Okay. Yes. This channel is often described on Reddit as a hub for news that specifically caters to fans feeling alienated by mainstream pop culture trends. Well, that's actually probably true. But I'm just like, they have a list of things that Reddit says that we are these things. It's like, first of all, you tell me Reddit says anything, I immediately am like, well, what does other people say? Because Reddit's full of shit.
Yeah, Reddit, I mean, this is the problem. Reddit can be manipulated so easily that, you know, a lot of businesses have figured this out, and this is why that they think a lot of the traffic over on Reddit is actually bot traffic or, comes from marketing firms or whatever, because they're trying to manipulate the data because they know it feeds right into the Google pipeline. So their CEO, Steve Huffman, had a message for the AI giants on the company's first quarter 2026 earnings call. He said, there is no artificial intelligence without actual intelligence. And that all comes from Reddit.
I would not use the word intelligence with Reddit in the same sentence.
So that single line landed like a warning shot aimed at Google and OpenAI, two of Reddit's most important licensing partners. And given what the platform had reported for the quarter, Huffman had every reason to say it with confidence. So Reddit's up now. Here's the thing, though. Google, and we talked about this before, they're actually building their own kind of version of Reddit kind of on the down low, because I think they're looking at, like, if Reddit gets too big for their britches, we're going to pull the plug. And the thing is nobody would go to Reddit if it wasn't for Google surfacing Reddit at the top of every search result.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't complain if Google stopped using Reddit. I wouldn't complain at all.
No, I think it would be doing the world a huge favor to not take the opinions of some crazy ass activist assholes as being the gospel truth, right?
I think Google being broken up would also do the world a favor, but that's a whole other story.
So Reddit's conversations are like oil for the internet, said Huffman.
I mean, oil isn't like, you know, to start fires. I was thinking like lube, or you mean like an enema?
God, Reddit currently has licensing deals with both Google and OpenAI. One analyst on the call noted those deals appear to be worth between $50 and $60 million annually, and questioned whether that's nearly enough given Reddit's growing importance to AI development.
I don't understand why Reddit has a growing importance. First of all you people who hate AI, it's hilarious to me. People that hate AI oftentimes are the ones that are parked on Reddit complaining about AI all day. And meanwhile, they're all being used to train the AI. And I don't even know if they're aware when they're on Reddit all the time screaming about this stuff, they're being used to train the AI. But Reddit is, that's like going to a chat room and saying that this is the authority on everything. Here's what the truth is, because this chat room says so. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, this is about pumping up the stock, right? But it's like, for him to basically be like, oh, we make the internet run, I think is a really stupid thing to say, because people were running away from Reddit up until, you know, Google started pushing it to the front page like they are.
Yeah, but we also noticed that AI has gotten dumber, and I'm like, yes. I wonder why. So just saying.
This whole article feels like it was written by AI. The challenge is getting occasional visitors to come back every day. They said, yeah, 200 million users use Reddit once a week, or 200 million Americans use Reddit once a week, but only 50 million show up daily. Only 50 million morons show up daily to Reddit. I don't use Reddit.
I usually do to source like stories for technology or things like that. But I go to the original person, their source for it, and double check it. Again, as I always say, don't just take our word for it. Same with Reddit. Do your own research. But I use it for like Calico Critters and stuff like that. It's mostly for like collectible stuff.
Yeah.
But I just don't like everything I've seen on Reddit, and these people who have like a bazillion points on Reddit, they have the karma or whatever on Reddit. They're like the really engaged ones in the chat rooms and stuff. And they're like the crazy people who are like constantly having meltdowns about this person and that person, spreading lies all the time. And they just get away with doing it. There's been so many cases where people are suing Reddit because of these people, these Redditors just running rampant saying stuff that isn't even true. And then this is what's training the AI to tell everybody else is the truth.
I think there's a big lawsuit with, I think it was Ethan Klein in Reddit, and I have to look into that a little bit more, but people are starting to sue Reddit and Redditors for.
You need to, because they're running with stuff that's not true. They're not being, it's not being taken down because the subreddits have, you know, they don't like you. They'll decide with that person and with the lies, and it wouldn't be a big deal except Google's using it to train the AI on what this, and so I'm like, it's an ongoing problem. And honestly, how long people start suing Google for the fact that they're using Reddit to train their AI to lie to people based on moronic hot takes on Reddit? You don't go to a chat room for fact-based information.
Yeah, it is Ethan Klein. I haven't been following the day-to-day on this one, but I know that he was suing Reddit mods and trying to unmask them. And that's the thing, like, if they're going to be like, hey, we're the oil that makes the internet run, we're powering Google. And like I said, people are going to lie on there, and they're going to fuel lies being spread by Google, then somebody is going to be held responsible.
Yeah, because this is bad, because there's no checks and balances. And that's just what I don't understand. It's like I said, it'd be like training like a fact-based publication, like an encyclopedia, on the National Enquirer. And saying that this is all fact because National Enquirer said, and that's what we got our information from.
Yeah, and at that point, it's no longer just like some opinions on a message board. If Google is going to take it and they're going to amplify it and they're going to present it as fact with their Google AI overview, they're going to say, hey, this is a fact. This person is a whatever piece of shit or whatever. And it's only as good as the information being fed into it. Then Google would have to be held responsible. I mean, if we're talking like, you know, defamation and stuff like that, Google would have to be held responsible. The Reddit mods who let it slide would have to be held responsible. And I think that if Reddit is going to be the glue that, you know, holds the internet together, God forbid, then there are going to probably be more laws, you know, around it.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying it was always stupid. Never made sense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So there we go, guys. The Reddit CEO really is kind of on a power trip right now. And, you know, you need us more than we need you. It's like, oh,
honestly,
yeah.
I don't think we need either one, but, you know,
we don't need. I look forward to a day, and I think it will come, a day when we do not have Reddit or Google. And I know people are like, that's never going to happen. I'm like, hey, we thought Yahoo was the entire internet. We thought AOL was the entire internet. A lot of people, for a lot of people, MySpace was the entire internet. These things come and go. And Reddit is not a place where real people hang out very often, in my opinion.
They do, but they're not, that's, you know,
crazy.
There's
crazy
so much world. Toxic crap over there, too.
All right, we're going to wrap it up.
Yep.
Holy subscribe. We'll talk later.